During a church service, when offering prayer after a sermon, a man came up for prayer saying that he had back pain. One of the people that was praying for him had the word brother pop into his head. So he shared it with the man who had back pain. The man with back pain then shared that he hadn't spoken to his brother for 50 years. And when he was asked how long he'd been suffering with the back pain, he said it was 50 years. He then confessed his unforgiveness, forgave his brother, and his back pain was healed. Anger and unforgiveness can affect us all. It can lead to bitterness, illness, and can also negatively impact others too. Even Jesus got angry. In the temple, he turned over tables because moneylenders were charging people extortionate rates to change money to buy animals to sacrifice. He got angry at people's attitude to him healing people on the Sabbath. He got angry at his disciples when they were stopping children from coming to Jesus for a blessing. So it must be okay to be angry at injustice. And sometimes in our world, things are just wrong, and it's good to be angry when others have been mistreated or neglected, if it motivates us to pray and act to change the situation. So what does it mean when Jesus says, anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment? What Jesus is talking about is about staying angry with someone. That's what's wrong. Holding things against people and not forgiving them. That's the sin. Don't stay angry, be reconciled. That's what Jesus is saying here. In Ephesians chapter 4, it says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. Don't let anger turn into revenge or bitterness or violence or unforgiveness. Don't stay angry, be reconciled. It's important to deal with anger immediately to make peace with people. And in verses 23 to 26, Jesus says, go and be reconciled to them. Later on in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 18, Jesus also gives us a process to be reconciled. He says, step one, go and speak to the person one to one. If your brother or sister sins against you, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. And if they listen to you, you've won them over. So that's step one from Jesus. Step two, that doesn't work out. Then he says, go with a couple of other people. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. This could involve both of you bringing another person with you as a supporter. And in some situations, this may also include a trained mediator. Step three, if that doesn't work out, Jesus says, go to the church. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. Now, in verse 17, when it says tell it to the church, it doesn't mean you have to stand up in the notices and tell everybody who you're currently angry with and why. It said Jesus means speak to the church leaders, the clergy, church wardens, and so on. You'd hope by that point things have been resolved, but there is a step four. Jesus says, and if they refuse to listen, even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Now, in the time of Jesus, pagans were those who were kind of outside the Jewish faith. They were not considered part of the covenant with God. And tax collectors were also despised as they worked for the Roman Empire and were often seen as corrupt. Therefore, treating someone as such implies recognizing them as someone outside of the community of faith, who has not accepted the teachings of the church and is not part of its fellowship. But Jesus also says, later on in Matthew chapter 5, in verse 44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Now that's a hard one, isn't it? We're still called to love our enemies, So even if the person that sinned against us, who we're angry with, does not apologize, Jesus says we're still called to love them. And Jesus calls us also to pray for them. And I found this personally helpful for myself, that if I pray blessing on somebody who's upset me, that actually it really helps. It really helps my attitude, and also, you know, I believe God answers that prayer and changes the situation. And I've often seen people who have kind of, wouldn't necessarily call them enemies, but certainly people who kind of had challenges with, turn around and become friends and supporters. So as well as trying to be reconciled, we also need to let it go. We need to forgive. Whether the person apologizes or not, we still need to forgive them. We still need to let go. In Matthew 6, Jesus says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins." Don't stay angry. Be reconciled. Failure to let go of anger and unforgiveness will affect you spiritually and physically. It can lead to sickness and pain. It can affect your prayer life. Instead, Jesus calls us to forgive and bless them instead. As a family, we used to have a post-it note on our bathroom mirror that had these words from James chapter 1, verse 19. It's kind of a memory verse for our family. It's this: "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." It's important that we hear other people's point of view. Maybe when we're angry, maybe there's something we've done wrong as well. And maybe we need to say sorry as well. Now, all these things are very hard to do in our own strength. And I'd say almost impossible to do in our own strength. But we're not on our own. We have the Holy Spirit helping us. And we can ask him for help to forgive people, to let go of our anger, to apologize where we need to apologize. So we're going to finish with a quiet time of prayer now and just invite you to close your eyes. And in the silence, just think about, is there anybody that you need to forgive? As we continue with our eyes closed as well, is there anyone that you need to say sorry to? And I encourage you to bring these people to God now and turn it into a prayer. Dear God, we lift these names to you now. Help us to forgive those that have hurt us. Help us to forgive ourselves. Help us to apologize if we need to. And help us to show love to everyone, including those who have hurt us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.